Welcome to Sand Pebbles. The purpose of this series is to make philosophy accessible and understandable to the working public. The question of truth is in large part a question of knowledge, of what's the relationship between consciousness and reality. Empiricism, or materialism, is one end of the philosophical spectrum that answers this question by saying that there's a direct relationship to every thought and consciousness. Between every thought and consciousness is directly related to a physical sensation in reality. Now, the problem with this answer is presented by the classical question of, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? I think a better way of, or a more modern way of contemplating this is by presenting the question in the form of music and light. Let's say an ET from Mars comes to Earth, a Martian comes to Earth who is both deaf and colorblind, and he wants to know what you're listening to on your MP3 player. If you give him the earphones, it doesn't do any good since he's deaf and he can't hear it. So you do either one of two things or both. You put up an oscilloscope and you show him the mathematical variations in wave or graph form of air pressure, or you show him the mathematical variations of the electrical magnetic waves being generated by the electronics in the MP3 player. And you say, that's what you're listening to. So visually, he sees what you're explaining to him, but what he sees and the music you're listening to are not the same thing. If you show him a mathematical graph of AC/DC or Beethoven's Fifth or whatever you're into, he can stare at it all he wants for as long as he wants, but the Martian is not going to have an understanding of the music, of the sound that you're listening to. The consciousness seems to have created a reality that is completely separate and independent, or is a completely new reality from the physical sensation. And it gets worse if you take the inquiry even further. Again, many amateurs who haven't thought about that see the answer as sound waves as being the answer. But the question is, would these sound waves, these waves you see on the oscope and decibel meter, would they exist if there was no person around to perceive them? Again, it's not clear whether they do or not. This problem gets worse when you try to explain to the Martian what you see when you see the color red. Again, you can put a oscope there in front of this colorblind Martian and show him that during these mathematical wave expressions of electromagnetic radiation that you call light, that this particular wavelength is red, and the Martian can stare at it for as long as he wants. He's still not going to see red, or what you've seen is red. The only thing that you can agree on in both situations and all situations is the mathematics involved. Once you define the attributes of the graphs and what you're measuring and any constant used, the mathematics in this situation is the same between you, could be understood between you, and could be understood anywhere in the universe. For this reason, many philosophers and now many scientists and mathematicians jump to the Platonic concept of knowledge, that the physical world does not involve truth. It's imperfect. It changes depending on where and when you are and who's perceiving it. Real truth consists of the perfect ideals in the mind, in particular mathematical truths that are true in all possible worlds, at all possible times and places. When you contemplate mathematics, you're discovering these realities that exist in the consciousness, but are really part of a higher reality to which the consciousness has access to. Which leads us to our next episode and topic, idealism or rationalism.